Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey besties! Welcome back to another episode of From Blended to Besties. We are on episode 5 already.
Yay!
Episode 5. Today we are going to be talking about things that we wish we could tell our younger selves. Doesn't have to just be like recent younger selves. I mean, we can go all the way down to like elementary age if we need to. But Tiffany wanted to start a new type of segment. We're still doing I Need a Bestie, but I think that's gonna be towards the end of the episode, right?
Yes, we're always gonna have that we're always gonna have I Need a Bestie as the last part of the segment, but I wanted to bring some like current news or current like gossip tea, something that's relevant in society and culture today, because one, Megan is never aware of them.
No, I'm literally the worst. I don't watch the news. Like, I don't have cable. Like,
and maybe other people don't. So we could like give them the new news that they're like, I didn't know that was going on too.
Yeah.
So we're gonna start off with something that I saw in the news yesterday. So I needed to bring it up. So it is a Florida mom is accused of leaving her two kids in the car that caught fire while she was allegedly shoplifting.
First of all, what store?
Oh, I'm gonna get into it. So let's see, where is it? She was arrested. She's facing two felony charges. She was going to shoplift from Dillard's with another guy in the vehicle. She noticed that her car was on fire. She dropped the stolen merchandise, fled the department store, and then went to the car to go get the kids. Now, the kids are safe. I believe they may have burns, but I'm not going to get into the whole entire thing. She was shoplifting. The kids were in the car by themselves with the car on. The car, I don't know how it got caught on fire. They don't explain it or anything like that.
That was one of my questions.
Car got on fire. The two kids were in there by themselves.
How old were the kids?
They don't say either.
I don't leave my kids in the car, period. I never leave my kids. Like, even when I had to go return something to UPS from Amazon today, and I mean, some people like park their car literally outside and they run inside. I literally make the kids get out.
Yeah.
Which maybe this will be on a different podcast, but I have a story. I was definitely going to do a TikTok on it because I had a bone to pick with the lady and I was curious to see like other people's opinions. But anyway, so she exited the store with the merchandise. Like she had run out of Dillard's and then dropped the merchandise.
I don't know if this is like a good mom, bad mom thing. She did leave the stolen stuff. So she wasn't like, let me try to get my bag and get the kids too. She dropped the stolen stuff.
Like outside of the store. Like she legit stole this. Like, because it says stolen merchant. But then when she saw her car,
it was an attempt to steal, because they never said. So they arrested her felony for shoplifting, and then they.
But if she didn't leave the store, then how's that shoplifting? Like she had it under her clothes, or like,
I don't know. What if the guy took it? She's the only one who ran out. The guy probably was like, I don't give a damn about the kids, or they're not my kids. No, like, so he probably kept the stuff. I just think when I first saw it, because I heard about it, and I was like, man, ain't karma a bitch, man? Yeah. That you're out here doing that stuff, and this is what happens. Like, it sucks that her kids are involved. I don't think the kids should be involved. Whatsoever.
Yeah, that sucks.
But you leave the kids and decide to go steal stuff, and then this is what happens. Like, if there isn't another sign of like, don't do this, ma'am.
Yeah,
this is a sign, a literal fire sign,
dude.
Which, like, I thought was insane.
So many questions. How did the car catch on fire? I want to know how old her kids were.
Sorry,
if she left the store, which obviously if it's shoplifting, she must have left the store.
Probably. Or if they saw, because, like, shoplifting is also, like, taking the stuff and put it, like, underneath your clothes, or, like, putting it in bags and stuff like that. So I'm sure they have her recording shoplifting. But, yeah, you go into the store, like, what was your thought process? Like, if you're just going to leave the kids in the car alone, you could have left them at home alone. Like, yeah, not that it's good either way.
Maybe her kids are rats. They would have, like, told on her. Because that would have been Bryce. If I ever tried to shoplift, Bryce would be like, Mama, you didn't pay for I can never take Bryce shoplifting.
That is so funny.
Not to make light of the story, but no, because that is really sad, and I do feel for those kids. And that's really unfortunate.
But that was so fucking shitty. Yeah, she lost the car. Now she's
horrible example to set for your kids. Like,
yeah, and those kids are going to be wondering while it's going on, like, where's my parent? Where's my mom?
Well, yeah, it's a felony charge, like two felony charges.
Yeah, it's insane.
That's sad. But yeah, I can never take praise.
Poor decision making. So that was on the news the other day, and I was just being judging on that segment because I was like, are you kidding me right now?
No, one, I don't leave my kids in the I don't trust anybody. I don't think you guys realize, like, I just don't trust it. Michael's not responsible. Michael be talking to every, like,
it just takes one stranger to be like, hey, unlock this car, I have something to show you, and that's it. They're off with the car and the kids.
I know. No, literally, like, let me tell you what. I'm just gonna get into the thing that happened today at Amazon. So, or not Amazon, UPS. So we were walking in, and there was a lady who had pulled up to the front, like, not in a parking spot. Like, she was just, like, literally, like, right in front of the store. And she was an older lady, and she was like, I have a, she was saying something, like, made a comment, like, oh, the boy should be carrying those boxes for you.
Oh, because you were carrying your own packages?
Yeah, I was carrying, they were tiny little boxes, like, just, like, smaller than a shoebox. Actually, yeah. One of them was a shoebox, was returning shoes. She's like, the boy should be carrying those for you. And she was like, and she said it in like a serious tone. I was just like, they usually do. Ha ha. You know, yeah. Walk. So we go inside and she yells from her car. She's like, can your kids hold the door open for me? And okay. I was like, yeah, sure. She's like, I have a very big box I have to get out. Girl, she was returning the Ninja Creamy, but that's besides the point. Okay. So she was like, can your son hold the door open for me? And I was like, yeah, sure, that's fine. So I wait inside. I'm like not really in line because, you know, I'm waiting for Michael. I don't know this lady. Okay. I'm like, yeah, sure. So I'm standing inside the UPS. Michael's holding the door open for this lady. And the lady's, you know, she's in front of her car with the trunk open, getting her Ninja Creamy box out. And the Ninja Creamy is heavy. I will say that. Like, uh-huh. It was very heavy. So she's standing there and she goes, hey, kid, she's like, come to my car and shut my trunk for me. And I'm looking at Michael and Michael's looking at me and she goes, your mom knows you'll be fine. Get over here.
Really?
And Michael just went.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like,
oh, yeah, he's taking it like an adult telling him to do something. Yeah.
And so I had to have a talk with them because my perspective, I mean, you know, that goes to the whole like, oh, help your elders, whatever. Like, I get that. And she was a lady who needed help. And yes, I was there. But like, I told him, I was like,
he should still be asking, like, with you there. Mom,
yeah. Yeah. That's what I told him. I was like, you know, I understand that you did something sweet. She obviously needed help. Nothing happened. And that's great. But you have to remember, we're inside of a store and she had her trunk open. Like, you don't know that lady.
Yeah.
She could have easily snatched you, put you in the back of the trunk and been off. Like, there could have been someone in the passenger seat that we didn't see. Like, you have to look at me and be like, hey, mom, can I help her? Like, I understand. I totally get it that, you know, he was trying to be nice. And I told him, I was like, that's very nice of you to go help her and, you know, like, whatever. But I was like, you need, these are things that I'm thinking of constantly. And like the fact that like he didn't even like think anything twice. Of it. And he was just like, okay. Like,
no, I think about that all the time. If we ever did like that test that you see, it's like, it's a show, or maybe it was a show. I don't know what it is. You've seen it like on YouTube where they're like, do you trust your kids? And like the parents are like, yes, I do. And they're like, can I do this to show you like that you're wrong? And then they do it. And I'm like, oh shit.
No, there's 100% both my kids would fail.
I think they just, because it's that pure mindset of like, everyone has the best intentions while we mm-hmm. have that opposite mindset. And you don't want to like mess with their head and be like, everyone is evil, but
it's true.
It's a catch 22.
I mean, I've seen, I watch these things all the time on TikTok, the news. When I do watch the news, like news segments and stuff, like the people who are pedophiles, you know, sex traffickers, they don't always look like sex traffickers. I've seen
their jobs are working with kids.
Yeah. Like it's, that's a whole different thing. But yeah, no, I don't let my kids outside by themselves. If they're outside, I'm out there in the garage with them. I'm in the back, they're in the backyard. Like we are, I don't let them walk down to the park by themselves. Like they, mm-hmm. I don't trust any of them. And it has nothing to do with them. They are sweet kids. When you tell kids, like, don't talk to strangers, we're painting them to be like these scary people and not like everyday looking people.
Yeah.
So they see us when we're in the grocery store, we're, you know, we're out somewhere, like, especially you and I, like, we are constantly talking to quote unquote strangers, people we don't know, and we're friendly and we're nice to them.
Yeah.
And they're friendly and nice to us too. So kids see that and they're like, oh, that's not a stranger.
Yeah.
They're nice. Like that's someone who, you know what I mean? So.
Well, it's just like that theory that people used to always say, like, if the kids are in danger or something, like, go to the nearest, like, mom that you mm-hmm. see or parent that you see. Like,
you can't even do that anymore.
Yeah. So it's like you really don't trust nobody. But then you have to, like, be careful with the mindset that you're – it's confusing.
I think it's a maturity thing too. I mean, obviously their brains aren't developed enough. Yeah. I think it's different when they turn, like, 16, 17, something like that.
Well, yeah, they hate
that.
The world. Like, they don't want to talk to anyone anyways. Which, I mean, is not that bad, but that's when they actually know things a little more.
16 and they're able to drive and stuff. I think it's a lot easier than when they're, you know, 6, 7, 12, 5, 4, like...
No, for real.
It's sad. It's such a fine line where you don't want to scare them to death, but also you don't trust anybody, and it's getting worse. Yeah. So, anyway, that's beside. Yeah, he just fucking, like, went, and I was just like, And I kind of wanted to say something to that lady, too.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, ugh.
I feel like the older generation. Yeah, and that's what I was trying really to explain hard. To
him, too. I was like, you know, I'm like, you shouldn't have gone, one. I'm like, you're not in trouble or anything. I'm like, I'm just explaining this to you for future, whatever. Yeah. And I was like, and honestly, you know, she probably wasn't a bad lady. You know, I know how heavy the Ninja Creamy is. It is very heavy. I have one for the record, but, you know.
I cannot. I have one for the record. Sponsor, not sponsored.
So I was like, it's just the older generation. Just the same thing with, like, older women, like, touching your baby and stuff in the grocery store. Like, we're all, like, we don't do that collectively as a society now, but back in the day.
Yeah.
And I still have older ladies that come up and, like, try to talk to Bryce and touch Bryce and, like, rub his head. Yeah. And I'm like, please don't touch my kid. Like,
yeah. They don't get it. We need to do a whole segment for our older generations because I have so many stories.
Girl, I have so many things, too. We should write that down.
It stresses out. No offense.
But anyway.
No offense, but.
Yeah. But, yeah, so it's just, ugh. I don't know how I should have reacted because I really did want to say something. Like, please don't tell my kid to do something. Like, it's nice enough that he's holding the door for you. Like,
yeah.
I feel like ask me. Don't ask my kid.
In that situation, though, I feel like it's like you can't control other people's actions, but you can only control your kids of, like, talking to Michael. Yeah. But, like, whatever you're going to tell her, she's not going to fucking think about it. She's just going to be like, you're thinking you're paranoid or you're crazy, but not thinking, like, what I'm doing is
considered wrong. No, I am 100% paranoid all the time. Like, I'm constant state of worry. You see that possum that I posted on Facebook yesterday? Yeah, that's me.
No worries, but I'm always worried.
In a secret third way that I'm worried. No, but I have the mentality where I would rather be safe than sorry. Like, with my kids, I'm not going to be one of those parents where, like, something happens and it's like, oh man, I really wish I wouldn't. No.
Yeah.
I'd rather be safe.
Yeah.
They have their whole lives to go and do whatever they need to do. I have, honestly, like, probably 16 years to protect them, because once they turn 16 years old, they're gonna be driving and shit, and they're gonna be working, and kiss that time goodbye. But I would rather be safe than sorry. Keep them nice and safe, and then after that, then it is what it is. I refuse to be one of those moms, I wish I could have done things differently.
Yeah,
my kids are on the freaking whatever. Anyway, so is that all you had to say?
Yes. That's all I had to say. If you're shoplifting, don't bring your kids with you.
Dude, if you're
on that same topic, though, I've seen people, and I remember telling you this at Victoria's Secret, that lady that was shopping with her baby stroller and was hiding the clothes behind the baby. Remember when I texted you that? And I was like, that bitch hid the clothes behind the baby. She really was like, I'm going to make the baby an accomplice.
I know. Can a baby go to jail for that?
She walked out. The baby was crying. She was like,
"That happened when? Oh, that happened with you. Like, you were there."
Yeah. Then I told you that she said the baby was crying so much. She's like, "I need to leave. The baby keeps crying." And I was watching her, and they're watching her because, like, you can tell. I mean, I don't know if anyone's been a worker for, like, any type of clothing store, but you can tell when, like, loss prevention's following you. Like,
yes.
I mean, I've worked in it, so I know what to look for. You could tell they were watching her, but they can't, like, come up to her just yet. And she had the baby that was frantically crying. Honestly, it was a hot mess. She was kind of smart in the way that she handled it. Like, she just, like, stormed off, and everyone's like, she stole. And I'm like, oh, damn. And she used a baby. So I thought that was funny. And I texted Megan immediately about it.
Yep, I remember that. I was like, dang, this story sounds familiar. And I was like, oh, wait a minute,
It was me at Victoria's Secret. Not me shoplifting. Me that saw it and witnessed it.
That saw it.
And had to tell other people. Yeah. Okay, so for today's segment, I forgot what we're doing.
Things we wish we could tell our younger selves.
Okay.
So, let me break out my Leo.
Yes. So, things we would tell our younger selves. Are we speaking to a specific younger self?
Any younger self. Except not, like, 3 days ago, younger self.
two days ago, Tiffany.
Two days ago, you were a whole different year.
Today, you're a woman. Yesterday, you were just a girl.
Yesterday, or 2 days ago, she was 28. Now, she's 29. Happy birthday.
No, for real. Okay. Okay. I think I have
363 more days until you're 30.
We're not doing that shit every day, okay?
Every day. I'll do it every couple. I'll do it every month.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Not looking forward. Let me count it
down. Number one would be don't smoke.
I love that.
Not that I was
so random.
Yeah, not that I was was a, this is just going to like myself, obviously, because I was tempted in high school and I did. And just other young women. In
you were 20. Tempted to smoke?
No, I did. Not like every day. I was never like a, I'm just saying it's stupid. Like, it's not worth it to even try.
Was that considered like a cool thing? Like,
yeah.
For you or like, especially in like my little group. People?
Yeah. Really? We all did. Yeah.
Damn. See, I had a different dynamic because my grandmother, she used to smoke and she had so many issues and stuff like that. So I saw smoking as like a disease that can kill you.
No,
so like
killed my grandma, my dad's mom died from really? Liver and lung cancer. Yeah, she smoked like a freaking chimney and I still did it.
No, every single time I saw it, I was like, if I smoke, I'm gonna die. Like, that's just the mentality I have mm-hmm. had. And I never had an urge to do it. I never wanted to be cool and do it. I don't think I ever, the only time I've ever held a cigarette was probably for my grandmother to like smoke it. But like, never got into it. I was like, absolutely I did. Not.
I've smoked a lot of cigarettes. Not like in a row. I was never like a smoker. I just have had casual cigarettes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes when I would drink, like I would smoke. Like Travis and I used to smoke cigarettes sometimes when we would drink. Like we had like a pack of cigarettes that we would keep in the house. I mean, the pack would last us for like 6 months.
You really?
Know, yeah. It's just like sometimes when Daphne would come over and like smoke in the, she smokes, mm-hmm. Daphne's Travis's mom. Like, you know, I would have a cigarette with her outside.
Yeah.
And, you know, just casual, but it's, I mean, I haven't touched a cigarette in years now, not even casually.
Yeah.
Like, neither has Travis. Like, we don't even do it at all. But it's just stupid. Like,
it really is. Like, I
wasn't even a smoker. Like, why? It's just, I don't know. I think it's stupid. Just don't do it. It's so dumb.
I don't get what the benefits are. Like, why, you know, when you drink to like, just like mm-hmm. be stress free or something like,
that's not
I don't
smoking get,
is it? I just,
yeah, stress.
I never saw the point of it. I thought it smells disgusting. I hate going into smoke filled rooms.
Oh, me too. Like when we were in Vegas, I said that was like the number one thing that I hated. I hate so the smell gross. Of smoke. I think I did it just because other people were doing it. It was like a casual thing, like they were sitting out smoking and I was like, oh yeah, sure, I'll do
think,
it too.
I think the like loners at my like my high school used to smoke, but I don't think
that
like
was me.
It wasn't I don't think it was like a cool thing. Yeah. It was like the loners and the outcast smoke, but like everyone else like didn't do it. No, so I was never peer pressured for that, luckily.
Yeah, I mean, I did. It was like a not like a bonding thing, but like, you know, if Daphne was sitting outside by herself, I mean, sometimes I'll still go out there, I just won't smoke, I'll stay with her or whatever. Yeah, I think that's one. Just don't. And I would tell my younger self, just don't do it at all, because it's just stupid and stinks. And
there's no point. There's no point. And I know that people say they get addicted and stuff like that. And that's always the scariest thing for me, the fact that I never got addicted. But, like, I don't know what that feeling is to be like, mm-hmm. I need this so bad. Actually, maybe I am addicted to shopping now that I think about it, because I do be saying that sometimes. But, like, with addiction with other people – like, it can
literally ruin your
life. Yeah, I don't know that process of, like, when you're doing it just to enjoy yourself, and then when you truly get hooked that you're like, I need this for the rest of my life. Like, that must be terrifying to go through, and I could never imagine that.
Yep.
And I know a lot of smokers are like that, because I see when they're like, I need to go smoke now. Like, I need to go smoke now. Like, they're, like, stressed out about it.
You know why also I smoked casually? It's because when I worked at the Hard Rock, you got a break. You got more breaks.
Oh, really?
So yeah, I would like walk around with a pack of cigarettes in my boots, and I'd like, gotta go on my smoke break, girl. I wouldn't even smoke. I would just
really?
Sit out there.
Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing.
You got more breaks because you were a smoker.
Damn. Any of the jobs I did, you could either take your break like free, or it would be considered like a smoke break or a regular break, but we still got it no matter if we smoked or not.
Yep, you got a lunch break, and then you got like a 15-minute break. You got 2 15-minute breaks mm-hmm. more.
That's
if
insane.
You were a smoker. And I was like, damn, that looks like I'm a smoker at this job.
I love that for
even
you.
I didn't smoke. I just sat there and talked to the other people who
I smoking. Can't. Let me see which one I put on here. Okay, so the one that I put is, do the things now before you're 29 and forcing yourself to do it with no energy. And what I mean by that is, I feel like when I was younger, I used to have opportunities to like travel or do like new and exciting things. And I was scared, because I was like, I was scared of money, or I was scared of like, I don't know these people, or I don't know how it's going to be. And now that I have like the means to do all of it, I'm tired.
Yeah, you feel like you're cramming everything.
Yeah, like I feel like when I was young and I was like living at my mom's house and stuff like that, like I had the opportunity to leave, like explore the world. I had nothing tied down. I didn't have, you know, the dog that I have now was, you know, technically the family dog. So I didn't have to be responsible for her. I didn't mm-hmm. have a kid. I didn't have a significant other that I was attached to. I could have traveled the world. And now I'm tied to so many things. I have to find a dog sitter. I have to find mm-hmm. out who's going to watch the house. Like, it's just so much harder now that I just feel like I should have just been like, fuck it, and just like done it. Because now I could still technically do it, but it's just a little bit harder. And I'm not going to enjoy it like, you know, do a 3-day bender in Las Vegas. Like I could have done that in my early 20s or 19 or something. It would have been a blast. Now, girl, when we were in Las Vegas, I was bitching and complaining.
Man, I was also bitching and complaining, like I said, about the people smoking.
Yeah, smoking, like being tired, having to walk so far. Mm-hmm. 18, 19-year-old me could walk for like 9 miles and not once complain.
Oh, for sure.
In stilettos. Mm-hmm. And just live my best life. Yeah, like, so I kind of just would tell myself that. Just fucking do it. Do it now. Do not make yourself do it at 29 years old because you're going to be really sad about it.
No, I love that for you. Another one I would have done is get braces.
I love that.
I had the opportunity to get braces when I was younger and I did not because I just was going through a lot in high school already and I didn't want another reason to get picked on. Uh-huh. So I never got braces and I kind of wish I would have got them now. My teeth suck.
I mean, they're cool now, I think.
Are they cool?
I feel like when Gabby got them, she like thought it was a cool. You know how people used to be scared, like brace face, like you would be made fun of. Like that's not a thing anymore.
Glasses too. People wear glasses just for fashion.
Yeah, now. Like I don't think it's like a thing anymore. My mom made me get them done before. Like I think I got them done like elementary/middle school. Mm-hmm. She was like, "Get them done before high school because you're not gonna want them like when everyone else is getting it done and stuff like that." So when I got them, the kids didn't even know what braces were, so it's not like they could make fun of me because they're like, what is that? And when you say it's to fix your teeth, they're like, oh, it's like a medical condition. So they wouldn't make fun of you. And then by the time I got mine off and stuff, that's when other kids were starting to put it on. I was already good to go.
Yeah, that's what I wanted for Michael too, because Michael's already in glasses too. And his dentist said now, because he's so young, he needs to get it before he has to keep them on even longer because, you know, he's got that tooth that needs to come down and make space. And they said if he gets it put on now, he'll only have to be in braces for like a year and a half versus over 2 years.
Yeah.
So, and plus I really want him to be out of them before he starts high school because I know high school is just brutal.
Yeah. So, I just can't imagine like.
He's getting braces July 13th, y'all.
I love that. So that's what you – did you ever do the Invisalign? I thought you were set up to, like, start doing that.
I was. I bought the Invisalign – wasn't Invisalign. It was the bite kit.
Oh.
I bought it, like, 6 months ago, and I didn't
do it. You
didn't
do it.
I didn't. No. I still have the kit.
Uh-huh.
And I think you had to, like, put the stuff in and, like, make the mold, and then you had to do it with them, like, send it back out after, like, 7 days or something. And – I had to print like a return label or something.
That's what you were like, absolutely not.
I know. I was like, no. So then I passed the 7 days and I was just like, fuck this.
Damn. The second one I have is live life with no regrets. There's no such thing as embarrassing. Even to this day, I do get very like nervous to do things or I'm like, I don't want to embarrass myself or like, I don't want to get up there because like it's embarrassing. And I feel like I just do it. It is what it is.
That's what you would tell your younger self.
Yeah, I was super, super shy compared to now. Like, if you would have asked me, I've done, like, karaoke in front of people now. Like, if you would have asked 18-year-old me to do karaoke, I probably would have sobbed, like, in the middle of the bar because I was so fucking scared. One, I thought I needed to be perfect. So I was like, I can't do this. Like, I'm not a good singer. Like, it's not about, like, having fun. And, like, anytime – I mean, we all joke around and make fun of each other, but like 18-year-old me, if you made fun of me in front of my friends, I'd cry. Like I was just embarrassed. I needed to be like, I wanted to be proper and perfect. And like, I didn't do anything embarrassing. Like I never had a slip up. If there was like toilet paper on my shoe, like I was mortified. Like I wouldn't laugh it off and be like, oh, haha, these things happen. I would like be like, I'm done. Like the night's ruined. Like I'm so like ashamed of myself.
Oh my
and like,
God.
I was just so scared because I thought like, you can't laugh at yourself. So, yeah, I would never, like, laugh at myself, and I never wanted to be, like, I would purposely, and I know this sounds so dumb, like, if I saw my friends were, like, making fun of each other, like, throwing, like, jokes back and forth, girl, I would avoid them and be, like, I have to use the bathroom and stuff like that because I knew it was going to come to
really?
Me soon.
Oh, my
and
God.
I was, like, I don't know about that. And I think maybe it probably has a lot to do with being around you, Mike and Travis, that I've learned to, like, get used to it.
Yeah.
But, like, I never grew up joking around. I never grew up, like, making fun of myself and stuff like that. So doing that took a lot to be like, all right, if someone, like, makes a joke about you, like, don't cry.
Girl, see, I grew up, like, the opposite way, as sad as it is, which I'm not going to lie. Like, I mean, you know, you know my dad very well. You know my brothers. You know, like, that was, like, our love language. What's funny is, like, when someone would say something nice or serious or positive to me, that's what would make me uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah. Like, my dad is very sarcastic, like, that's all we would do. We still do. That's all we do is make fun of each other. And there's, he could tell, like, when we all, me and her and my dad are in a group chat.
We are.
And he would text me, like, on the side, and he'd be like, I really want to say this, but I don't want to hurt Tiffany's feelings. And I'm like, you got to just lay into her. Like, you have to. I'm like, she'll be fine. We all roast each other. Yeah. Like, she'll be okay. Her skin's thicker than you think.
Yeah.
But now he just, like, lets it full force.
I know. He doesn't give a shit now.
Yeah.
Lovely. So nice, Chris. But no, it took a lot because I didn't grow up around sarcasm. It's like a whole new thing. Like when I, even like me and Corinne would like joke around like little small jokes, but it was nothing like to hurt like anyone's feelings. So like just being around people.
It's gotta be so nice.
Being around people who would say stuff and like just knowing that like it wasn't intentional to hurt you or like it wasn't like a dig to make you feel bad. Like mm-hmm. It took a minute. And I never like called people out. Like obviously when they would do it, I would be like, you're such a dig. I would just cry by myself in like a room alone.
I think my dad's just very sarcastic and his dad was very sarcastic, but it really did help. I mean, honestly, like to this day, being on social media and living our lives, you know, the things that people say to me, I'm like, my dad literally told me that worse. When I was six. So what are you talking about? Like
yeah.
My brothers, they've been calling me ugly and fat and everything, like, you know, in our little joking around way yeah. for years. Like I've heard way worse than the stuff that people say to me on the internet every single day, which is why I'd be getting in trouble because I've been laying it back. Thick,
I know.
Back to them. And then, you know, I get in trouble for bullying, but
I think that whatever. Was my karma. I think the universe saw that I, like, wasn't made fun of growing up or anything. And they were like, I'm going to give you someone who's going to make fun the of you for the rest of your life.
That's going to make fun of you. Her whole family's going to make fun yeah. of you. Your husband's yeah. going to make fun of you. Your kids are going to make fun of you.
No, for real. So that's mm-hmm. younger self. Be prepared. Be very prepared because you're going to go from not knowing what this is to, like, just living in it every single day.
Yep. Every day. That. And there's not a day that goes by. That you no, don't for get real. It's,
yeah.
It's a love language. It's a love. It's a lot of love.
For real.
Something that I would tell my younger self is take more pictures. I wish, which again, back in the day, you know, we had cameras, but not like 700 pictures in yeah. 30 seconds like we do now. But even just like when Michael was little, again, I didn't have a cell phone like I do now. Like I
really?
I did, but it wasn't, well, one, it didn't have all the room that it has now. And yeah. I was still using like a digital camera and then you would have to take it out and you would have to put it on the computer. And it was like, I didn't have like a super fancy iPhone. Like I was yeah. freaking poor when Mike and I were married. Like
true.
I didn't have apps on my phone. I didn't have, you know, I wish I had more pictures. I wish I had more videos. Yeah, I wish I would have taken pictures of more things, places I've gone, more pictures of myself. Mm-hmm. That was the one thing that I don't have is photos of me and my kids or photos of me and Michael, photos of myself.
It's photos. Crazy how 4 years can make a huge difference because me growing up, I grew up in the generation or whatever you want to call it where we took so many pictures. It was really? Embarrassing. Like, in high school, we did random photo shoots outside all the time, which is why I hide my high school photos on my Facebook because no one needs to see that shit. But we would go out and be like, do you want to do photos? We would, I don't know if you ever saw because I posted it one time on Facebook laughing, like me, Corinne, and Haley did like a monkey see, monkey do. So it was like, see no evil, hear no evil. We did fucking photo shoots all the fucking time.
Well, you had friends when you were in high school, so that must have been nice.
But I mean, we would take 60, 70 photos in the same position because we weren't unique or with our tongue sticking out. That's yeah, we maybe did a what lot I, of
tongue.
I wish I could tell my younger self is put that fucking tongue in your mouth.
I know, but everyone did. It's such a 2000s nostalgic thing now that it's like
it wasn't even cute. It wasn't even like it was like, eh.
Yeah, yeah. Samesies. Yep, samesies or the
yeah
duck it was face.
So annoying.
Yeah, we did a lot of that. But I'm just talking like
memories.
Yeah, like there's so many. I mean, I had a computer when Mike and I were married that I still have, and the hard drive's fried. I don't know how to get into it. I've kept it all these years because it's what has the pictures that I do have, the videos and everything. Mm-hmm. Like honestly, I'm a little afraid to open that thing because yeah. you know what, I never deleted anything.
You could probably give it to like a support something.
I know, and
that
I keep saying I'm going to, but honestly, like I'm terrified if they tell me like there's nothing we can do, then my heart is going to be shut. That's like my one little thing of hope that like I have. Michael's first steps are on there. I used to film so many things,
uh-huh.
and I, they're on that computer if it still works. Because Mike had a bunch of stuff from what was on his computer when we, you know, separated or whatever, but Mike didn't have everything. I took all the photos. Yeah. I took all the videos. It was all on that computer. He sent me a bunch, or you sent me a bunch, actually. And it's great. Like, I'm glad I had that.
Drive.
Yeah, because I didn't have any of that. Like, I literally, for years after we divorced, I only had, like, maybe 5 or 6 pictures of Michael when he was little. I had no photos of him and I, really, except for what was on my Instagram. And I have probably, I have way more now because what you sent me from being on Mike's computer. But that, I just wish I had more. And it makes me so sad.
I mean, worst case scenario, like, even if you do it and it fails, like, it's not like you're like, you know, you have nothing to lose at this point. You don't have the pictures right now. So, like, the best solution is you get them. The worst solution is you're in the same exact fucking position. But I know they can do so many things now that, like, they couldn't do before. Maybe so they could probably fucking finagle something.
I don't know.
It might cost you, like, $200 or $300, but it is what it is.
Yeah, but even just, like, today and, like, the things that we do. I mean, I just know it's so annoying to, like, pose for pictures and stuff. And that's the thing, the mentality that I had back in the day, too, was I don't want to pose or whatever, like. Take more photos. It doesn't matter how you look.
Yeah.
Take the photo of you, you know, no makeup, hair crazy, you and your kids laying on the couch. Like, take those photos because your kids are getting older every single day. You're getting older every single day. And you're going to look back and be like, damn.
Yeah.
I really wish I had more photos and videos.
That's why I fight with, like, the whole entire family all the time where I'm like, just take the photo. I'm like, it doesn't even have to be perfect. But if it pops up, like, 10 years from now, it could be like, oh, I remember this moment.
Where she was,
like,
screaming at me to take the photo.
I'm always, like, big on photos. I'm like, just take the damn photo. Just take the fucking photo. It's really not that big of a deal. Just take the damn photo. What I wish that I could do more is, like, it's so hard because, you know, I wish we could have, like, a cameraman walking with us all the time doing, like, little clips of, like, videos and stuff, like, funny moments. Because, like, when I go to re-talk about it, I'm like, the story changes so much that, like, towards, like, a few years later, I'm like, damn, I'm not even telling the right story.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the only thing I wish, but it's hard to, like, be in the moment. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
That's the whole thing, too, is, like, finding that balance because, you know, like I said, I'm always the one to take photos. And, you know, my husband's always like, oh, you know, I'll take a photo. His photo's not, I love you, baby, but your photo's not the best. I literally have to teach him, and I should teach him how to take photos.
Just take different ones.
But there was one year, it was our first year, Christmas, in the house that we live in now. I did not take a single photo because I really wanted to just, like, I'm always taking the photos, taking the videos. I never just, like, sit there with my kids and, like, open presents.
Yeah.
So I don't have the year we got the trampoline, I don't have a single photo.
Really?
Not one.
What I usually do, which is a great compromise, because I know Michael and Mike don't want to take pictures, like, during the holidays either. I do before we start anything, before we do food, opening presents, Thanksgiving dinner, anything, just taking a photo. Like, if it's everyone there, it's like a Thanksgiving dinner, like, just take a quick photo. I know everyone's gonna bitch and complain, but as soon as the photo's done, we do everything else. I'm happy because I have the photo, and then that's it. You don't have to worry about it. So all of our photos from Christmas, because, you know, we do the Christmas photo every year, it's like right before we do everything.
Yeah, you took a photo of the four of us.
Yeah,
me, Travis, and the
boys. I always do that
in front of your tree.
Not open presents until you take the photos, just to that. So I've always done that as, like, a little, not bribing, but, like, we ain't doing anything until this photo's taken. So you can still have that. And then still having moments to, like, capture the memory. Like, when I went to Ed Sheeran, like, trying to put my phone down and be, like a mental capture thing, which I know sounds so stupid, but I, like, want to try, like, doing that more.
Yeah.
To, like, remember the day and stuff. Yeah. It's so hard being in the moment, man.
I know.
Especially with the job that we have, it's hard being in
the moment, too. Our mentality is always, like, capture everything,
have your phone out, like. Great.
Yeah.
Especially when we're excited about it. I'm like, this is going to be so cute to, like, show everyone else and, like, just experience it and stuff.
We do a pretty good job. Because there's so many times where, like, we'll be somewhere and we'll start something and it's like, well, we can't finish this vlog because we never, because we were living in the moment.
We're too living in the moment sometimes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, like, oh dang, how am I gonna finagle this video now?
No, for real. The next thing I have is wear the clothes.
Oh, I love that.
The
though.
Amount of times when I was younger that I remember putting clothes away or returning clothes because I was like, I don't like the way it looks, or I don't think I have the perfect body for it. And now that I look back at my photos and I'm like, damn, Tiffany, you had the great body for it, you idiot. Just wear the damn clothes. Like, right now, it's so hard to, like, self-love myself after, like bringing yourself down for so many years. And, like, now I'm like, I'm going to wear it. I don't give a fuck. But then in the back of my mind, I'm like, are other people going to care and stuff like that? But I feel like if I was younger and didn't care, I'd be 29 still not caring.
What you need to think about is it's only going to get worse. So you're going to look at yourself.
What that mindset.
You're going to look at yourself in 5 years and look even worse. And then you're going to be like, dang, when I was 29, I should have wore that outfit. So you're 29 now. Just keep that in mind.
It's insane, though, because, like, I still, from 10 years ago, like, I'm still in, like, the same size clothing. Like, it's not like I've gotten bigger or anything.
I think you look better now. Like, I've seen, but you look like a little girl, string bean. Now you have, so, like,
fucking skinny.
I know, and it wasn't cute. So I mean, it was skinny. Cute when you're little, but I mean, like, you look like a woman now. Like, you have curves, you have amazing legs. Like,
it's the 29 girl. I go 29, I go from a woman to a girl to a woman.
That's what you're supposed to do. It's called aging. No, I love that, though, because there's, even to this day, there's so many times where I'm like, I don't know, like, should I wear it? No, just wear it.
Might as well.
Wear it. No one judges you as hard as you judge yourself. Like, no one's looking at you and being like, especially you, and, you know, I mean, you have a great body, you look great and amazing and a lot of things.
You know what Mike tells me? He's like, you think everyone's looking at you, but no one gives a shit.
No, that's literally true, though.
I love that for you.
No, just wear it, you know, because do what makes you happy. And who cares?
Like, yeah. I used to be so scared because I'm like, oh, you know, like, roles are going to come out and stuff like that. The roles are going to be here whether or not I'm wearing the outfit that I want to or not. It's just going to be either hidden or exposed. You'll be able to see it
through your shirt.
Yeah, but, like, it is what it is. I'm not going to lie. I'd be eating good sometimes.
It's like the same thing in the pool. So you have, like, the people who, you know, wear a bathing suit and you can see everything, or they wear a t-shirt and they go in the water and you still see everything. Except
it's like kind of hidden, but not really.
Not really.
Now it's more obvious that you were self-conscious or like concerned and stuff like that. Yeah.
I mean, I say just wear it. I mean,
who cares?
Wear it.
If people have a really big issue about it, they can buy you new clothes.
Exactly. Fuck them. Do it. Do what makes you happy.
Yes.
Mine is, if I could see. And this goes for friendships, relationships, parents, everything.
Parents.
It could be parents, could be relatives, you know. See the red flags and respect the red flags. There are so many relationships, romantic, platonic, not in my younger life, where the red flags were there.
Yeah.
Especially in friendships. And I just wanted so bad to have connection, whether, like I said, be platonic, romantic, whatever. Mm-hmm. I made excuses and held on to relationships way longer than I needed to and ended up just screwing myself over and hurting myself more in the long run.
Yeah.
Because I just was young and just didn't listen. Mm-hmm. The red flags were there, you know, and just, I would have saved myself a lot of heartache and a lot of annoyance.
Yeah. Do you think those relationships, though, taught you lessons? Because, you know, people say, like, I don't regret the people that I've met and stuff like that.
I've never regretted someone I've ever met. Ever. But I do think that I could have terminated the relationship sooner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't regret any lesson I've ever learned. I do think that I could have cut it shorter.
Yeah.
Like my friend, you know, my friend, my best friend for like a million years, that drug on a lot longer than it needed to.
Yeah.
And a lot of friendships that have dwindled out between the last 2-3 years could have just
ended sooner.
Ended way sooner.
Yeah.
Yeah. And realizing it kind of goes hand in hand. Actions speak a lot louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Like, people will show you who they are, but you have to listen. Like, you can't just, or you have to look, rather. Don't listen, because people will tell you. It's so easy. Talk is cheap. Talk is cheap, Megan.
And
talk is cheap.
I forgot we're talking to our younger selves. Yes. Like, I keep
talk
remembering that.
Talk is so cheap, and I am a cheap bitch. I mean,
but she
giving it to me. Look, open your eyes and look how people treat you. People will show you exactly who they are. You just have to open your eyes.
Yeah. No, I could definitely see that.
It would have helped with my mother a long time ago. It would have helped with so many relationships. Just open your eyes.
I think a lot of people see those type of dynamics, relationship dynamics, in like rose-colored glasses. Because like,
for sure,
you hope that people are going to be different or people are going to be better. Things will just change and stuff like that. Like, especially with friends, when like you mm-hmm. want to hold on to that friendship for a long time. Like,
because you're scared. You're scared, and you're like, it's like a nostalgic thing. Like, we've been friends for so yeah. long. Like,
it's still the length of the friends, all the memories yeah. you have. Like, you don't want them to just be memories. Yeah. So. It's hard. I definitely can see that. I like look back, especially on my happy birthday or like the birthday post on Facebook the mm-hmm. other day, like seeing all the people who used to tell me happy birthday who I'm no longer friends with. And I'm just like going down the list. And I'm like, damn, like yeah. this is crazy. And like, I haven't even checked up on them. I looked at them in years and I don't remember like who like ended the friendship, or sometimes friendships just like
they dwindle.
They fall off. Yeah, yeah. You don't even think twice about them. But it was just like, eh.
Yeah.
Or some of them I was like, man, you was such a bitch. You could have done so much better.
Right? And I feel like that's a lot with me too. Like, I've always had like friends that I've, you know, became friends with super quick, and then mm-hmm. they just started showing toxic behaviors, or they brought out the toxic in me.
Yeah.
And then, which I take responsibility for, but you know, and then we would stop talking, but then you would have like the nostalgic feelings like, oh my God, we had so much fun together. Yeah. And like, let's hang out again. Then it would like mm-hmm. it was just like the same horrible cycle over and over again, and again seeing those red flags and just ignoring them because you're young and you miss that person, and yeah. not seeing like the bigger picture, you know.
Girl, I just saw my old best friend who I was roommates with just got married, and I was like, man, I'm like, you could have been a better friend. I could have been at your wedding. And just mm-hmm. like it hit me, and then I was like, all the shit that I'm like, you just threw me out so easily. It just brought back yeah. everything when I saw her photo again. I wanted to message her and drama. I was so mad again. Mind you, it's been, what, 9 years? No, and it just, not. Like, reignited. And I think what annoys me most about that type of situation is, like, did you realize that we went from best friends to, like, nothing at all? Because
that's not really a friend, though.
Like, I don't know if she realized it. I realized it. I made so many attempts, and I feel like she just was kind of like, like aloof, which like how you say the red flags, her whole life is aloof, and now like yeah. now it makes sense now, but I'm like, damn, I was like nothing to you, you bitch.
Yeah, no, sometimes it'd be like that.
And I saw that she got married, which I'm like happy for and stuff like that, but I'm like, I could have been there.
Yeah, some friendships are just better from acquaintances. Yeah. And then you have like this like romanticized version of what you think your friendship is or yeah. could be, but the reality is, like, if you take off those rose-colored glasses and look at it for what it is, you're better off just, you know, like I said, I don't have any ill will towards, I got a little ill will towards one, but all my friendships, we've just grown apart,
yeah.
gone different directions. Everyone in my life is in my life for a reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I have strategically placed everyone in here because I want you in my life, not just because we used to hang out or yeah. whatever. Like, sometimes you gotta move on. You know, I, like I said in the previous podcast, like, I want people in my life that are full of substance
yeah.
for my family and for myself. You know, yeah. I don't want just filler friends to say that I have a lot
yeah,
of friends.
Yeah, just to have a group of friends.
I have no problem saying I have 3 friends total that I'm yeah. proud, you know, good friends. I have no problem having acquaintances either. Like, we don't all need to be best friends.
Yeah.
I'm not the type of person who
needs to have so many best friends.
That I can't handle it. Like, I'm yeah. already so high stressed as it is. And I try to explain this to, you know, we meet a lot of people who feel like they know us and everything. And we love having friends. We love meeting you guys and stuff. But everyone wants to be
best
friends with us, like hang out all the time. And I'm like, I'm the type of person where I would rather have 1 or 2 best friends and have... And I'm sure it kind of sucks for my friends, meaning you, but like, I put everything on you. You're the yeah. one I vent to. You know everything about me. You know, and it's like,
but you build that. Like, yeah. it's so hard to build that with so many people, because especially when people start like burning bridges or like doing stuff that hurts you, you're so much more like weary about doing it mm-hmm. again, rather than the solid 2 or 3 best friends that you have that you know, like, okay, they're not going to hurt you no matter what.
I don't want to tell the same story to like 7 different friend groups. Mm-hmm. Like, I only have to tell you. And you already know everything.
Yeah.
You know literally everything. So mm-hmm. you know when, you know, a development comes in the
a
story that happened in 3 weeks ago, you know, I'm like, oh, and remember that? Well, this is what's happening
yeah.
now. Like, I don't have to retell the same stories over and over again. I trust you, you know, and I know if anything gets out,
who it is.
It was Tiffany.
Well, even like that song that it's like, you don't judge me because I would judge you too. Like, mm-hmm. I don't have to feel like, oh, I'm scared to say this because I'm like, I know some of your shitty stuff. So like, you can know my shitty stuff because we'll just be shitty together.
It's the same. Yeah. I have, like, I've never judged you for, one, I'm not really a judgmental kind of person. I feel like you said, like, I've done a lot of shitty things. I've said a lot of shitty things. I am a self-proclaimed sinner. Like, I am no angel.
Self-proclaimed sinner.
I am no angel by any means, but, you know, I would never judge you.
Yeah.
And vice versa, you know.
No, for real.
Anyway.
Okay, so the last one I have is, everything will work out one way or another. Don't stress yourself.
That's what
out.
I have too. I have really? The same thing. I said, you're going to be okay. Everything will work out. Yeah. What's meant to be is going to be.
I feel like when I was younger, especially when I turned 18, because I was with a guy for so long that I was like, we're going to get married. We're going to be together forever. And when our relationship ended, I was like, no, like the plan is we're going to be together forever. I'm like, I'm never going to, like, no one's ever going to fucking fall in love with me. I'm never going to get married or have a family. I was freaking out. So, like, I was like, I need to find a new person quick. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I've, like, dated some people that were shitty ass people. And I was just panicking because I was like, my plan, like, I had, like, a 5-year plan. Like, I needed to be married by 20. And I'm like, but I can't just meet someone at 20 and get married quickly. So then I was, like, freaking out. And I'm like, how am I going to have this life that I want? And I think I stressed myself so much with, like, everyone was telling me, like, chill, girl. You do not have to be married tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Like, it's okay. And that, like, was the thing that scared me the most, because that's all I wanted. And I was like, this is terrifying. And I'm like, what? Like, what is going to happen with my life? Like, mm-hmm. I was freaking out. And I freaked out first, like, I think 19 through 20. Through 20s. Like, I didn't get to fully experience college life because I wanted college life. But I wanted, like, a married, happy life. I wanted to be, like, you know, the trophy wife, this ideal, like, perfect girl. And I'm like, my life isn't going like that if I can't stay in this damn relationship.
Aww,
and I think it was hard going from, like, a long-term relationship to, like, gone, because and it sucks because it was, like, my first real relationship. And everyone's like, you have to be prepared for when it's over. And I'm mm-hmm. like, stop being negative. Like, it's not going to be over. We're going to be together forever. Like we're doing good. Like, we made it through high school. We're going to make it through everything. And mm-hmm. when it happened, and I'm like, everyone told me this was going to happen.
Y'all wished it into existence.
I know. I was just, like, so scared. And then I'm like, you mean I have to, like, enjoy my life as, like, a young person? I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? I was at 16, ready to just, like, have, like, a family life, like, instantly. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, partying, like, that will never be me.
That was literally me too. I mean, I obviously got married at 18.
Yeah.
Like, after 3 months of knowing Mike, like, Mike was 24, mm-hmm. 24, 25, something like that. Like, he was already ready to be married, you know? And
yeah.
I knew from a young age that I wanted to be a young mom. Like, mm-hmm. that was, like, number one. Like, I wanted to start having babies at, you know, 19, 20 years old. I wanted to have a lot of kids and I wanted to be a mom. Like, that's, ask me when I was little what I wanted to be. Yeah. I wanted to be a mom, you know?
Oh, don't ask me what I wanted to be when I was younger.
I wanted to be a vet and I wanted to be a mom. And that's what I wanted. So when I got divorced, I got to have my son, but I was just like the same way. Like,
it's a wake up call. Well, not a wake up call, but it's like a fear of like what's happening now.
Well, yeah, I was like, I'm never going to get married again. Like, I'm divorced at 23 years old. I'm like, who's gonna want to be with me? I have a kid. Like,
that was my mindset. Like, who's gonna want to be with 19 year old me, like, thinking like that was old and I'm fucked.
I'm like, damn. I'm like, what is going on? And then I was like, okay, well, I need to get my life together. And then I joined Tinder and I was like, damn, there's a lot of people who want to be with me. So it was great. But touching on that too, no, that was, yeah, everything's gonna be fine. I wish my younger self could see, she'd probably be like, what the fuck, but see where we're at now, see everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
I wish I could tell my young, when I was going through the divorce and being single and everything, I guess you guys have heard in previous podcasts as well, I took a few years just to live my best life, and I feel like I could have balanced spending more time with Michael mm-hmm. versus working and live my best life. And again, that's what I had to do to, one, you know, get over
to heal. Yeah.
To heal. and to put myself out there to start dating again. Yeah. And to work. I was working a lot.
But to also experience adulthood because you didn't literally get to experience that too.
Literally, I went straight from my mom's house at 18, a baby 18, like straight to being a wife, you know, and I never got the chance to go out. I never got the chance to, and I was very sheltered as a kid too. Yeah. Like you say all the time, like, you know, you went out and you had photo shoots with your friends and you got to go out and drive and all that. Yeah. I didn't, Mike taught me how to drive. Like I was never taught how to drive. Like I didn't know how to be an adult. So I got to live my high school years, basically, like, you know, hanging out with friends and stuff.
Yeah.
In that time period. But I do look back, and again, like I said, I wish I took more pictures. I wish I was a little more present. But again, on the other hand, it's what I had to do to get to where I am now. But it just sucks. I mean, I did spend a lot of time with him. I do have, you know, I feel that guilt, especially having Bryce now and how much time I do spend with Bryce and how much one-on-one time I give him and everything and how much love he's surrounded by. Like, I really wish I could have done a little bit better with Michael, but I was able to do what I was able to do with the tools that I had, you know?
Yeah. No, but for that's real. It. Just reminding myself that it's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think if young Tiffany saw that I was already married and be like, see, this is what you wanted. Stop bitching that he keeps snoring because you wanted this. You wanted this. But just telling myself that it's just like going to be okay. Like everything that you want to happen will happen. Maybe not when I planned it or when I would have wished it would have happened, or maybe all at the same time, because Mike tells me all the time, he's like, you want everything all at the same time, like, just if it's one here, one there, like, it's okay. Just like telling myself like that, like, it's okay. And like, even like trying to tell my future self, like, if some form or another of having a kid, and be like, it's gonna happen eventually and you're gonna be sleep deprived and you're gonna be like, this is what you wanted.
No,
you wanted this. So just like giving myself that mindset.
And you know what, like, kind of like what you said, like, you know, you could have been like me and got married super quick and then ended up divorced. You know what I mean? Like, things, things are going to happen when they're meant to happen.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, it does. Like it, I say it all the time.
Place eventually.
If I would have met Travis, who, mind you, I'm the love of my life, like, totally happy. If I would have met him at 18 instead of Mike, we would have been divorced. Because I was not ready to be the kind of woman that Travis needs at 18. Like, I needed to, and I think that Mike and I really helped each other grow into the people that we are today, so that we were, as shitty as that sounds, you know what I mean? Like, people are always like, oh, you know, well, if you guys get along so well now and you guys, you know, just needed to mature, like, why aren't you guys together now? And it's because I've matured, and because, you know, I am who I am today. Mike's not the kind of person that I want. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I've changed.
Yeah. And I think people don't realize that. Yeah. After 9 years of the thing is changing. Yeah. Even thinking, if I got married to my high school sweetheart, like, where I would be now, like, I wouldn't have had the life that I have had. Like, the career that we have right now, the opportunities that we've been through, like, I could be miserable at a 9-to-5, hating him and my life. Like,
no, literally.
So just like thinking about that, and just like, hindsight's 2020.
And like, hindsight is literally 2020. And look at us now.
Was that song called You Don't Always Get What You Want? You get what you need.
You can't always get what you want.
I don't know the words,
obviously. You can't always get what you want.
So I want to pull up the I Need a Bestie to end our segment. Remember, these are anonymous. Let me make sure I'm not putting the name out, because I'd be messing that up almost sometimes. All right, so if you guys don't know, we do a segment. We're starting it at the end now. Every single time, you guys email us when you need a bestie to help with whatever situation you're dealing with. It doesn't matter what it is. If you need a bestie, we're here with our opinions.
Also, I don't know if y'all can hear my kids. I'm so sorry if there's background noise, the kids screaming. Mike's at a doctor's appointment. And they're supposed to be watching TV. But I can hear them.
They're in Michael's room. Yeah.
Are they? Oh, that's why they're so close.
They are. But I don't think the microphone's going to catch it. I lowered it so that it wouldn't catch it. But
we'll see.
I will find out. All right, so it says, hi, ladies. I have a dilemma with a younger friend. I'm 30. My two best friends are 38 and 25. Me and my 38-year-old.
That's a big age gap in friends.
She has an older one and a younger one.
Yeah, 38 and 25. Okay.
And she's 30. So she's like right in the middle. Me and my 38-year-old friend hike, cook together, both have established marriages and kids. We spend more time together. My 25-year-old friend is engaged and getting married in 5 months, which is obviously stressful. I used to train her at the gym 3 times a week, and all 3 of us would do coffee once a week. Recently, my 25-year-old friend has been flaking on coffee in the gym, not communicating her feelings when she feels left out, but voicing complaints to other people whom I hear it from. She will make plans, then instead of being honest about not wanting to keep them, she says she has an unplanned problem or she ghosts. Her fiance has to call her and message her throughout our girls' day. There's other concerns with their maturity, and we only hear about the negative traits of her fiance. I put space between us lately because I'm very confrontational and don't want to say anything that can be interpreted the wrong way. How would you go about having a conversation with someone who you want to maintain a relationship with, but also don't want to have a one-sided friendship?
That's loaded, and that sucks. There's a couple different ways you could go about this. Me, I'm very big on read between the lines. I would take that if she's pulling away, mm-hmm. and I would take the hint. I mean,
but she also said that she's voicing the complaints to other people, so she's feeling left out. She just doesn't want to bring it up, you know.
She's feeling left out between the 30-year-old and the 38-year-old.
Mm-hmm. I think she's maybe feeling some type of way of like,
you guys hang out too much without me.
Not or? That. The older women are in different stages of their life compared to her, and it's hard to relate.
Like, she doesn't have kids, right?
No. Mm. Not that I know of. And, like, I've been in similar situations. Like, when I talk to, like, friends who are moms and they're, like, talking about, like, giving birth and stuff like that. Like, it's so awkward for me because I'm, like, I can't fucking relate. And, like, I just, like, want to, like, stay away from it. And I can see why she's trying to, like, stay away from confronting you, but honesty is the best policy. Like, I would mm-hmm. just bring it up, especially if it's a friend that you said you want to maintain a relationship with. Bring it up, have a discussion, have a family meeting. Like, I mean, it needs to be aired out rather than just keeping those secrets inside, and then you might lose the friendship because now it's awkward between all 3 of them.
Yeah, I'm just confused on why she said that she's flaking, and I have to see the email.
I will say about the fiance texting her during the girls' day, like, I'm really good about telling
Mike. Did something happen? Like, my whole thing is, like, what, like looking back and, like, figuring out, like, what could have happened where?
Like was what caused there a it?
Sign? Yeah, mm-hmm. So did something happen that could possibly make her upset? Like, pull back a little bit? You said her fiance's texting her all the time now, like.
That could be like a new marriage thing though, like, you know, yeah. Like where the husband wants to be with them all the time. I tell Mike all the time, when we're out for girls, they do not text me unless the house is burning down.
She said that we only hear about the negative traits of her fiance. Put space between us lately because I could be very confrontational.
I personally think that talking it out is like, if I ever felt like someone was distancing themselves from me, I would want to know why and what I can do to fix it.
Not communicating her feelings when she feels left out.
Because she's telling other people
that she feels left out.
Yeah, but not telling the people that it directly affects.
But then why would she be canceling on coffee and stuff?
Maybe she feels uncomfortable. Like, when you have people who are in 2 different lifestyles, you know, maybe it's like, it's a little weird. So maybe she just feels like she doesn't, like, belong in that dynamic. Yeah,
maybe, this is what I would do. Okay, now
that I'm reading it. She feels like the black sheep, you know what I mean?
So me, I'm not very good at, like, when I hear stuff, it doesn't, like, compute in my brain. I have to see it.
I love that.
I'm a visual learner. Okay, so I would maybe just invite the friend out one-on-one, like, without the third friend, without the 38-year-old, mm-hmm. and just spend some quality time. Like, one-on-one.
But do you think they should discuss it or just spend time without even bringing it up?
Maybe just spend time together one-on-one, because you don't want – because if that's what she wants, is she just misses you or whatever, mm-hmm. and just, like, feels like maybe you guys' own personal friendship is dwindling, you know?
Or she feels like they're best friends and she's just outcast. She's just, like, the third. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe just do that. And then maybe if you guys have a good time or whatever, set up a second one and then just be like, hey, you know, or maybe at the end of the first and be like, hey, you know, I'd really love to talk about mm-hmm. what, and just not make the first one about that, because then it could be like, you guys maybe could forget about what brought you guys together and made you really good friends because it might just turn into an argument or something. You know what I mean?
But I also feel like bringing
rekindling it, in the relationship and making each other realize why you guys became friends and then bringing it up a second time, you know?
I think also, though, bringing it up, though, shows her that you care. Like, hey, I noticed that this is happening, like, and yeah. I really love you and care about you, and I want to make sure, like, are we're things good. Okay?
Yeah.
Because it could also have nothing to do with the girls, and it could have to do with just her or, you know, the wedding or the fiance to be like, hey, is everything okay? Like, I'm concerned. You're not around as much anymore. Like, I just want to make sure things are okay. I care about you. I love you. And I just want
to,
like –
this friendship means a lot to me.
And I want to be there for you, because I know people don't really sit down and say, you know, like, I want to be there for you. Like, it's so awkward. And even you and I, when I'm staring at you and talk to you seriously. No, like, seriously. It's weird. And I think just bringing that up to show her that you're working towards keeping the friendship, not towards to be like, you're making things up or we're not closer, like kind of like confrontational where it comes off rude, to like stray her away.
No, I agree. Sometimes people just need to hear it. You know what I mean? Like the other day I was not feeling the greatest and I was really, really, really worried, like probably scared myself more than anything, but it was something that never happened to me before and I just didn't feel good. And you literally texted me yesterday and you were just like, how are you feeling?
Yes.
And no one else did, but it's fine. And I just texted her back and I was like, thank you for asking. Like, no one else checked in. So
I think a lot of
it's nice to just check, know that someone cares about you.
There's an option, or there's someone still at least reaching out. Because
it's nice to be asked, you know? Like, I mean, I'm fine, obviously, and you know I'm fine. You know I'm not dead, I'm in the hospital. But, you know, just having someone who know, like, just knowing that someone else cares and is thinking.
No, I think that's definitely very important. Just to let her know and just to see. Like I said, it could potentially not even have to do with anyone. Like, it just could be just a personal thing. I mean, I've been there when I didn't realize I was pushing other people away, thinking, dealing with my own personal stuff. And I'm like, oh, shit, like, it's affecting other people without me noticing. So I would just ask and see if it's a friendship that you're trying to maintain and it's important to you, be there for your friend. And at least reach out.
Yeah.
And then you know your answer, like, with the way that she responds.
No, I agree with that. I think you should reach out. Like Tiffany said, everything Tiffany said I think is good. I appreciate this friendship. Is everything okay? You seem to be holding back a little bit.
You seem a little distant.
You've canceled X amount of times, you know, like I really would like to see you. I really want to meet up, like, what's going on type thing.
Yeah, I think that would work. Just and reiterate. Definitely the one-on-one, I think, would be easier than trying to talk to two people.
Because if she is feeling like a third wheel.
Yeah, that's going to be harder. Like, it's like two people ganging up on one person. I think a one-on-one would be definitely way more comfortable to deal with.
I agree.
So if you guys have any other questions or situations that y'all need a bestie for, make sure you email it to us at...
FromBlendedToBesties@gmail.com.
I always forget our email. other than that, guys, we're done for this episode, and we'll catch you guys on the next one.
Bye.